Ya.
Yeah.
Usually, yeah. Did you get an agenda? So we're going to replace. Yeah, there we go. So it's somewhat like a resident meeting, but.
I can't complain about the patch.
This is
not the right. I can't complain about the tax stuff. The next 14 days are low. It's like 30 to 32 degrees.
Is there any precipitation coming on?
Chances are pretty small, but we're typically from upper 40s to low 50s. Start tomorrow or tomorrow. It's all making the ground with some pumps in the rock every day. Where's Brian?
You got a couple minutes.
Here, yeah, I just called and said, I'm just pulling it off.
Kids were upset. They lost the last game. You didn't go, did you?
I didn't. No.
It was. They played the last game. They should have won it. They knew they should have won it. They were just. I don't know if they stayed up all night or.
Flat footed, huh?
Yeah, they should have won it, and they knew they should have won it. If they would have won that, they would have got second place.
Sorry, Brian.
The other Muscatine team, they're really good.
Muscatine,
yeah,
the best facility, everything.
Yeah, the coach is hard on them, but I mean they're good.
All right, we're ready. Okay, I hereby call this meeting of the City Council to order. Please rise, remove caps, silence phones, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Amanda, will you call the roll?
Here.
Curtis?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Brianna?
Here.
Jernquist?
Here.
Emily?
Here.
All right, all present. Great. I would call for an approval of our agenda tonight.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Now let's move right into the workshop portion. And I'll turn it over to Deanna. And she'll take us through it. That was something. All right.
Okay, so tonight we'll just do like an overview of the budget and give some few things for each department, and there may be some questions, there may be some things that I'm going to ask you guys your opinions on, but anyway, I'm just going to get started. So we had a 7.4% increase in taxable valuations from last year to this year, or just over $20 million. So that was good. That was great. But looking at our actual general fund levy amount, if you remember, that new law went into effect with this budget year. And so there was this big formula calculation you had to do. And based on that, we normally have for the general fund, we have a general fund levy of 8.37, which is the 810 plus the 0.37 for the emergency levy. This year it is 8.126 because of the amount of taxable valuations that we saw. Even though that is good, we were actually penalized like 3% because of that. So the general fund is balanced to keep the projected balance of $1 million at the end of each fiscal year. So at the end of fiscal year 25, we are anticipating having $1 million balance in our general fund. And like I mentioned, the property tax levy, we are keeping that constant at the 16.14231. That's what it was last year. I think it's good if we can maintain that and just adjust whatever we need to keep that level instead of going up and down every year. Included in the budget already is 5% salary increases for everyone. And then we had started discussing increasing the longevity pay, which is basically a way to retain employees, a way to say thank you for your years of service. And so thanks to Jim and I had talked about it, and he put together a proposed schedule and pay. And it had been based on every 3 years of employment, but we took it down to 2 years. And then it had been normally paid out on every payroll instead of like once a year. It would be better if we gave it out like every November. Then it's kind of like more of like a bonus instead of, you know, just adding a little bit to your check every time you're paid. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that is, it's in the budget. The increase in the longevity is already included in the budget. So with all those changes and increases, the net change in our general fund spending is 5.04%. Funding also included in the budget is money for projects. One of the big projects is the egg sewer basin evaluation. So the egg sewer is, if you remember, it's the big sewer that we're having problems with. It's collapsing. We're having major sinkholes because of it. So the first step is to do the evaluation. So that is included in the budget. Continuation of the water main project, the traffic lights at South 12th and Washington. We are also going to do the water main east on East 3rd from 2nd to 7th. Finish the South Avenue B water main from Van Buren to West Monroe. Start development on the Bell Land, and then do the sidewalk that's on North Avenue D that's from the railroad tracks to West 3rd, because that gets used a lot by kids going from St. James to the Y and back and forth. It's included. Do you want to dive in? Do you want to? Thank you.
I had to move the plane and then get it to the computer.
What do you have to do?
It's good, right?
Or is it okay? There it is, yeah.
In the budget, water is budgeted at 9% usage only. Sewer is budgeted at 5%. And then sanitation is also budgeted with the 5% increase that we had planned on. But we'll probably look at that just because with the new rates and the new contract going into place in July, we might look at that and see if 5% is actually needed. If not, then maybe we'll make an adjustment. And then with the water, we're also going to, Kelsey and I plan to put together, review the water cash flows analysis to see where we actually are from the last two fiscal years and where we plan to be after this next fiscal year to see, do we need to raise them? Do we need to go with the 9% or is it possible to do it lower?
Mm-hmm.
So the general fund budget, the revenues, as you can see, are $4,768,486. The expenses are $4,746,586. So it's a surplus of $21,900. The estimated balance as of July 1st, 24 is $978,550, but that does include a transfer out of the general fund of $51,000 that, if you remember, if we have more than $1 million in our general fund at the end of the fiscal year, we transfer 75% to capital equipment and the other 25% to building maintenance. So that $51,000 that we had planned when we did the budget a year ago is included in that. So if we need to adjust that amount to maintain the 978, we will. And then, of course, the estimated balance as of June 30th, 2025 is just over $1 million. There's a graph that kind of shows how the general fund expenses out of the general fund. You can see the police is the majority of the general fund. And then all the other departments of the general fund are there. We included showing like the minibus and general insurance. Okay. So the police budget summary, the revenues are 28.8. We do remember transfer $375,000 from local option into the police budget. So our expenses are calculated at 1.6, almost 1.7 million. And out of that is almost 1.3 out of the general funding. I guess the highlights from the police budget is that we will replace patrol unit 009, which is the 2021 Ford, and then the investigator unit, which is the 2015 Dodge Durango patrol units. And then we'll continue with his vehicle rotation schedule that he had presented to us. A fire, revenues 108,400. And also with the fire, we transfer $142,500 from our local option sales tax. This year, the expenditures are $634,466, and that's $383,566 that comes out of the general fund. Highlights for the fire is operational equipment repair is increased because they will be contracting out their hose testing and not doing it themselves, just because of the liability if something would happen and they see that they did it themselves. It's better if it's done by a third party. Other contractual services, $5,000 for recording software, switch to the ESO system, which can be used by fire and medical. The fire truck has been ordered and it will be purchased in fiscal year 26. And then the phone trailer that we approved will be purchased in actual April 24 and we're using railroad funds for that. The EMS budget, there is no revenue for that actual department, but their expenditures are at $48,629. That's a net increase of $2,359. Highlights from that department, the training is maintained at $10,000, and they plan to have an EMS class scheduled for January through May of next year. Office supplies are increased to cover the cost of computer with Windows 10 since Windows 10 is ending their support. So a lot of our departments included computer replacement in their budgets, either this year or next year. And then a grant has been submitted for the purchase of a Lucas system. And that's around $20,000. So that will be coming at the next meeting for you guys to approve. Animal control, we did get our invoice from Paws and More, and that is at $22,436 for the coming year. And we expect to pay about $2,000 for dog pound operating costs, $15 for fees and fines, and $1,000. We transfer $1,000 from our sanitation fund into our animal control. Development services, The revenue is calculated at about $92,050 and expenditures are roughly about the same. Highlights, we're going to, of course, continue our rental inspections with the help of the fire department. We are going to be starting the inspections on quadrant 3 of the sidewalk trip hazard program. We do have a vehicle replacement in the budget for them. And we're going to continue, of course, our twice monthly nuisance meetings and then a monthly development services meeting.
A quick question.
Yeah.
So they're going to start the inspections for quadrant 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when will the other quadrant that was for last year be completed?
Probably once spring gets here. Oh.
Is there a completion date or anything in the contract or just?
I don't think so. Whenever we can get to it, okay. Get it finished.
Okay. All right.
I suppose it depends all on the weather.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Library budget. The revenues are $109,530. Expenditures are $501,141. And the general funding is $391,611, which is a slight increase of $14,617. Some of the highlights the library budget. The full-time salaries their board reviewed some of their salaries and made some adjustments based on experience, education, and then make it more equal. Part-time salaries is increased to support the part-time hours for the Make It Place, and then funds will be transferred from the library gift fund into the general fund to cover those particular part-time hours. For furniture and fixtures, the laminate sink surrounds will be replaced in the restrooms, and the laminate floor will be replaced on the first floor. The gift fund continues to be utilized to move towards a size E library, the 75th percentile mark of $65,000 annually for collection expenditures. Parks budget, the revenues are around $600, and the expenditures are $415, $546. With the general funding being the majority of that. Some highlights from the parks. The restrooms at Central Park will get remodeled this spring. Basic remodel, I know we've talked about this before, but the basic remodel is around $25,000-$30,000, and there's already funds in the budget for that.
A grant for that, or did we apply?
We applied for some, we applied for the AARP, and then we applied for the T-Mobile, but we didn't get awarded for either.
Oh, I thought we had. Okay.
Nope, we tried, but we didn't. And then we could do a complete rebuild for $100,000. So I know Nick is going to come and talk about that because we really need to do something. That bathroom, they're used a lot, and we upgrade them a little bit. The lighting for the soccer field is nearing completion, and then B&K have been working with Nick on bid documents for doing the concession stand restrooms, and there is money in the budget for doing the concession stand restrooms. They requested a new zero turn mower. They had one of them last year, and they didn't get it last year, so they asked for it again this year. They will be keeping the old mower as a backup, as they were only going to get $1,000 on the trade. They're also asking for an event multi-purpose machine, which is better for what the parks need. It would replace a 2009 motor tractor and also another piece of equipment. Talking with maintenance, they are willing to take the 2009 tractor. So they will be providing $40,000 towards the purchase of the machine that the parks is requesting. The pool, there's no revenue. The expenditures are $63,950 with all of that out of the general fund. Just some highlights in their budget is, if you remember the management fee to the Y, we had a slight increase every year over the next 3 years. So this next year goes up to $12,500. They will continue replacement of some lounge chairs. And then if you remember also that we had discussed the pool filters, we had transferred money last fiscal year, $40,000. And then we will transfer the remainder of that this fiscal year. So hopefully, and their plan is to hopefully get this done before the pool opens for the season this year. A pool maintenance schedule, just some things that have been done, and a look at some things that are coming up in the next couple years. They do plan or they hope to plan to do a comprehensive pool basin repair in fiscal year 26. So we will look at doing that as well. Cemetery budget, revenues are around 82,000, expenditures of 218,000, which with the general funding, that's a decrease of 49.4. Highlights for the cemetery is they want to purchase a mini dump truck just because it's smaller and it can get into spaces that a big, larger dump truck just can't, like to put rock or dirt or whatever they need to do. Ground maintenance was adjusted. He would like to put a new sidewalk. If you remember when we had our tour out there, the ramp or whatever down to the columbarium area is very steep. There's no handrail. So he wants to put a sidewalk from the side coming in. That's way safer for everyone. So he has budgeted money to do that. And then also buildings was adjusted to cover some of the repairs to the overhead doors because he wants to get those taken care of. And then he increased the operational equipment repair to cover needed repairs to the Ford dump truck and the backhoe. For finance, legal, and city comps, our revenues increased. This includes the property taxes. It was $3,828,106. That's up almost $350,000. And then our expenditures were just over $1 million. And that was mostly due to the minibus because we pay a certain amount, 25% of our local option sales tax to the minibus. So that increased slightly. And then we were told by our insurance agent that our general insurance premiums are expected to go up 30%. So when we were looking at all the general insurance amounts, we included that with a 30% increase. Other highlights, a transfer out, like I said, to capital equipment and building maintenance based on the whatever is over the $1 million. And right now it was calculated at 28.5. And then we did increase the building maintenance because we are going to hopefully put in place a maintenance agreement for the heating system for this building because we had one of our heating pumps go out, and the police department and my office and the mayor's office were without heat for over a week. And we do not have a maintenance agreement in place. So we have train coming Thursday to do a walkthrough to kind of see what all we have. And then they're going to put a maintenance agreement proposal together for us to review. And then of course, general insurance was increased because of the 30% increase. Outside funding. Okay, so with the request that we received, Wedge is requesting 30,000, and that's the same as last year. Main Street is requesting 25 this year, and that's a $5,000 increase over prior years. And tourism is at 24,000, and that's the same as it's been also. We also do have fireworks included in that for the 9,000. And a reminder that the discussion with our outside entities will be held at our third budget workshop, and Wedge and Main Street and tourism will be here. And then also Pause and More plans to be at that meeting. The airport budget, the airport is Fund 002, and it basically normally is a self-supporting fund. Their revenues are 376 and expenditures 396.7. So there's a slight deficit, but that's basically to cover a capital project. Okay, so looking at the tax rate comparison with the current rate, that's the way it is this year, and then the proposed rate is what it'll be next year. So overall, like I said, the general fund went up to 8.126, but that also, and then this year, it included the 8.1 plus the 0.27. The employee benefits did lower a little, and our general insurance lowered just a little bit. And then our debt service, we increased that because when we had everything else in place, we were not at the 16.142. And I think it's better if we just keep it at a level, you know, levy amount instead of up and down every year. So that's, we adjusted the debt service based on that. The road use fund, the revenues are 1.1, expenditures 1.1, which was a surplus of 13,230. Projected fund balance as of the end or the beginning of July, 639,707. Projected balance at the end of the fiscal year, 652,937. Some highlights from their budget. They're putting $30,000 towards the new Tonner truck purchase, which they had wanted last year, but we took it out of the budget because the water fund, we were going to have the water fund pay for part of it, and the water fund last year could not support that. We are also moving the 166,702 for our portion of the South 12th and East Washington intersection project. The Parks Kubota tractor that the MC is going to purchase or take over, we're splitting the cost of the $40,000 between road use, water distribution, and sewer collection. So that's the $1,333 coming out of this budget. And then of course we have $100,000 budgeted for seal coating again. Debt service. So our total debt service payments for the year is $1,413,398. And then the total debt service levy responsibility is the 1.115140. And that is depicted on in the appendix, the debt page that's in the appendix. So our debt payments for this next fiscal year, you can see that the 2015 North Tower Streets fire truck debt, our payment is $137,575, and that's year 10 of 19. The 2016A bond, the payment is $171,970, that's year 8 of 12. The 2016B bond is 636112, and that's year 9 of 13. The 2018A Streets Sewer Wellness Park bond, the amount was 352520, and that's year 7 of 13. And you might notice that one went up slightly. The 2018B lost revenue bonds is 158,440, and that's your 7 of 15. And then the 2020A streets equipment debt payment, that really went up this year. And that's 356,8, and that's your 6 of 17. And then our latest one was the 2022 issue, and that's 282,130. Okay, so just looking at historical tax levy rates, this just kind of looks at the last 5 years of where our levy rates have been. It was at 15.22393 for a couple years, and it was even prior to that, it was this 15.22393. And then it slowly went up a little bit, and then last year we raised it a little more, and then now we're just going to try to maintain that balance or that levy amount. Okay, so capital equipment, the fund balance as of July 1st will be 724,772, and then at the end of June, 819,353. Things coming out of that budget for this fiscal year are two police patrol vehicles, the Tundra truck for maintenance, a truck for development services, the zero turn mower for parks, the Avent multi-purpose machine for the parks, and then the mini dump truck for cemetery. Capital projects. Again, the the project for the intersection, even though it seems like forever ago that we started it, because of getting the DOT involved with funding, they basically took the project over, and so we're at their mercy. The project will start, but we probably won't have any expenses to be paid. We paid engineering so far, and we will have the majority of the project paid after July 1st. So that is in the budget this year. The water main project will conclude. There may be a little bit yet to pay after July 1, but the bulk of it should be paid yet in this fiscal year that we're in. The egg sewer basin evaluation is included in the budget. Like I mentioned before, the South Avenue Water Main Project from Van Buren to West Monroe, the East Third Water Main Project from 2nd to 7th, the Bell Land Development to start. And then we also will start looking again at the planning and conducting the needed assessments for the Lincoln Safe House to School. I did do a pre-application for TAP funding for that project. And then I will be working with Jacob at the county, since we want to do South Avenue E. He did not figure they had any money this fiscal year to do it. So we are going to look at doing it next fiscal year. And I think the estimate that we got from Leland, we can tweak that quite a bit by Jacob and I working together, and because they do things a little different. So if we have Jacob take it over, I think we can reduce that cost quite a bit. And then again, extending that sidewalk on North D from the railroad to West Third. The riverboat fund. So our revenues this year are anticipated to be $625, and then our expenditures $575. And included in that is the $100,000 for the downtown investment grant, and then the $325 that we have been doing for the downtown street safe expansion. Also, we had set aside already $76,000 for the Wellness Park concession stand restroom. And so we need about $74,000 more. So like I said, you guys just recently approved the $425,000, and we will be coming to you asking to approve the other $74,000 so that we can get that concession stand restroom done. And if you remember, that's located near the playground and outside of the locked gate, so that since we've had a lot of problems with no restroom availability. So, and then the proposed uses beyond fiscal 25 are still subject to approval. At the riverboat, we are just going to be applying for that. So the water fund, the revenues are estimated at $2,163,472. The expenditures are $2,143,334, with a surplus of just over $20,000. The projected balance as of July 1 is $363,910, and at the end of the fiscal year, 384. Highlights in their budget is, again, that 9% increase. It will be the seventh year of the debt payment for the water plant, and the third year of 15 for the water main project. It also includes money under water distribution for $7,500 towards the tonner truck for the maintenance, $14,750 towards a truck for the development services, $1,333 towards the park tractor that I was talking about, and then $107,000 for to go towards South Avenue B and the East Third Water Main Project. The sewer fund revenues are expected around almost 2.5, and then the expenditures almost 2.7. That is a deficit of $166,485. An estimated balance as of July 1 is almost $701,000, and then at the end of the fiscal year at $534,000. This does assume a 5% increase on usage, and then with their debt, so this is for the wastewater plant, It's payment 14 at 30, and our payment is 661,920. And then also we're at payment 14 for the West Side Interceptor, and that payment is 125,760. Again, that includes some splitting some of those costs out for some of the vehicles and things. And then also 180,000 for that egg sewer basin evaluation that we have to do. Oh, and it also does include a new sewer camera trailer and software. Because the one we have now, it doesn't record very well. It's got a lot of issues. You can't pull reports off of it. And all the sewer cameraing we do, it's well spent money. The sanitation department, our revenues are estimated to be 705 and expenditures 651,243. And that's a surplus of almost 54,000. Projected balance as of July 1 will be 257,779. And then at the end of the fiscal year, 311,536. This budget does include a 5% annual increase that you guys had already adopted. And then just a reminder that the current contract with Johnson County expires at the end of June, and then our new contract with ADC does begin on July 1. And then the revenues and expenses in the budget include the new rates that are projected with them. Okay, so that is that part. So are there questions? I guess, what are your guys' thoughts on the longevity and where we're sitting in our general fund?
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Okay, so based on this, okay, so if you look at this slide, I mean, we're trying to maintain that $1 million balance in our general fund and still be able to transfer some money to capital equipment and building maintenance. Mm-hmm. And with this $1,450,000, as it states on this slide, that's still transferring $28,500 out. So we would split that between capital equipment and building maintenance. And that does include, like I said, the 5% wage increases, the increase to longevity, and yeah, everything else we do.
So basically, this isn't set in stone just yet, but we're hedging through it,
right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a couple of things, and again, we don't know how much it's going to cost, but the water service, lead service lines do you think that's going to come up this year?
I don't, just because of the fact that we don't have to have that report turned in until October.
Okay.
So by the time it gets to the people that need to look at it, and they assume it won't be in this fiscal year, but I'm assuming it'll be maybe in fiscal year 26. And then there is some infrastructure money, like $50 billion that's available.
Mm-hmm.
I just was on a webinar last week and heard about this, and disadvantaged cities get more availability.
Okay.
And so, and based on stuff for other grants that we've applied for, that kind of, we kind of fall into that category.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. I guess it's gonna be disadvantaged. And but yes, so in the capital plan, which I could bring up, yeah. I do have that in there, and I've budgeted like $1.5 million because we are going to have to do something.
Okay. No, that's a good. It's good to hear. I had a question about also development services. They need a new vehicle. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yep.
Does it have to be a truck?
They would prefer a truck and without a topper. So they can haul things if they need to, and then we'll have it on a rotation of maybe 10 years or 15 years.
So we already have one truck.
Yeah.
So what do they need to haul? I'm just looking at maybe the cost, a car would might last longer a little. I was just curious, what do you think they need? The truck, you know.
I mean, they would prefer a truck just to be able to haul, like, I don't know, the stuff they need to, like,
okay,
measure up. I don't know.
And sorry, just for a better explanation, development services. What does that include?
So that's code enforcement, engineering, and building. Our building official.
Yeah.
So they do building permits. Jeff does all the inspections, and all the code enforcement stuff.
Keith already has a truck,
mm-hmm,
and then we have two unfortunate vehicles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the insurance was going up, estimated 30%. When would we know for sure what it will be?
We're June. Okay. June. I still don't know. But yeah, that's what we were, that's what they were telling us, that
okay,
anticipate the rates to go up 30%. And that's more for just an overall market increase. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, due to different claims that, you know, we didn't have, but we all have to share in everybody's claims. So
that's happening on a purchase. Might as well expect it for your personal as well.
Yeah.
That's coming.
Yeah. I did have a question about the new police vehicles, the figure 103,500, does that include all the upfitting, you know, all the things you need to have added?
Yes, and yes, it'll be included next week in my presentation.
Okay, just kind of
The equipment in the 009 car will be transferred over to the new one. Uh-huh. It will include some more updated lights in the investigator vehicle because those have been in there and were transferred from another vehicle, I believe, and that was put together in 2015. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
yeah, it's budgeted to transfer. We try to transfer as much of the equipment as we can.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks. Anybody else?
The sewer fund budget, I noticed it's one of our main here with the largest deficit. We have concerns with that here in the next, and for sure this year, but even the next year is coming, knowing we're going to have some significant projects going on here. Just a general question, I guess, overall. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I wish it was a little higher than that, but at the same time, I mean, we do need to do the sewer basin evaluation. That's $180,000. Yep. And then the new sewer camera that we need is $125,000, so, which is also needed.
He's talking about the sewer fund?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Or we have the largest
in deficit.
Terms of deficit.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is concerning.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot going on in this space probably in the next 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming on this, the 5% increase on usage. I mean, so like the makeup, any of this deficit here, is this part of, let's say, for example, actual sewer charges of everyone across, you know, residents? Mm-hmm. This one area where I would assume goes into that. The last time was we actually seen an increase
every year. We have a 5%
every year.
Yeah.
And so even with that 5%, we're still going to see a.
We can't raise that with that 9%
not,
water.
We no. Cannot.
Yeah, not saying that we need to, but I mean, I'm just.
Hmm.
We go down a trend here of 160 plus, obviously.
Okay, it goes up every July. It's in the code.
The fees.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Understand the fees. I'm just saying.
And we can maybe do a sewer cash flow. Like we could look at this, you know, and look back at like over the last few years and then do a projection over the next couple years.
Okay.
Because we cannot, the sewer has to pay for the sewer, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of stuck and it is concerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and once we do the egg sewer investigation, it could get real expensive real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, right?
Correct.
Right. So this is doing the evaluation to see what we're really looking at. And then in the next fiscal year, we will actually look at doing, redoing the project, you know, doing the project. So, and based on their evaluation, we'll have a better idea of what they think that will cost.
So we're, and we're only in your 14 of 30. And can we redo any of that?
I know we just did, what, 3 years ago?
Probably not beneficial. We just saw a rate reduction and our rate's like 1.2.
Yeah, we are not going to mess with that. No.
And that is an SRF for Red Street.
State revolving fund.
That's right. It. Yeah. That's and so they usually have pretty good.
Do we have a plan in place? Let's say we do this evaluation, we uncover something that's got to be dealt with now. I mean, do we have a budgeted plan for that at all?
Yeah. Like I said, we have some.
I know we've got major infrastructure, right? But who's to say that? And we need this. I mean, we need that evaluation. I'm not arguing the spend on that. I'm just saying.
What if? What could we do if there is a what if? What are what is out there to help us with the what ifs?
I mean, we could we could maybe we'd have to borrow more money. I mean,
emergency.
We'd have to look at that because I don't know. We've looked at talked about having it lined, but I don't know. Is lining easier or replacing easier? I don't know. That's the one thing that we'll know when we get the evaluation done. What's the best way to do it? JJ thinks that lining it will be the best option, but then how, if we line it, how does that work with all the, you know, service lines coming into it? You know, the main is one thing. We can line the main, but I don't know how that works exactly.
You drill holes and whatever.
How does that work? So I don't know. But I don't know how you would also take it out and replace it all either.
Well, and we're going to go around
perpendicular, you know, parallel with each other. And
there's property line they have to move. And
is it our plan to spend and do the evaluation and have it concluded first before some of these other things like the truck, the tractor, the tunner? I mean, they're not. In the grand scheme of things, I guess, you know, if you're looking at 40,000, but if we approve those funds and then we go do an inspection with this, and now it's like, those are funds that maybe we
wants our needs.
And like those, like the tractor, the truck, the tunner, those, you know, that amount of money. Those small amounts we could always take out of the different fund or find, you know, figure out something else for those few amounts.
When are they going to start that? In the spring, the sewer evaluation?
Well, it probably won't start until like summer so that we pay for it out of this fiscal year. But I've already talked with Steve at Fox. So, and he's the one that gave me the updated evaluation cost, because I think it was only like at 110 before, and I wanted to get a better idea of really what it's going to cost us.
Is there state money out there, you think, that we could get some grants or something from the state for
to do the evaluation or the project?
The project. I mean,
probably the project. I mean, we could always go through SRF or maybe that infrastructure bill. So $50 billion, might as well get some of it.
Absolutely.
Go for anything we can, we have the opportunity to.
Well, we've got to do the restrooms in Central Park. Those have to be a priority one, get her done. That's just way too embarrassing to have that sitting there like that right now. It's just too bad.
We have more and more activities up there now. Horrible. We're utilizing there, especially every Thursday in the summertime, you know, farmers market.
Yeah.
We need cameras.
Yeah.
Other times too. Anybody else have any questions?
We got a question. The light that we have it on west by the Y, flashing ones.
Stop signs.
Yeah. Who purchased those?
We did.
The city did?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get the information on those? We've had a problem with, we have no issues at the school. We can't put our flashing stop sign out. And that's the day we've had about five almost hits by vehicles. Not stopping. The stop signs are down, but we don't have the flashing one out there. Mm-hmm. So everybody thinks, well, the flashing one's not there, we can just run through them. So I'm thinking possibly if I could find out how we can budget those on the school side, get four flashing ones. Mm-hmm. You can put in place. That's why I would like to know the information. You give me the information on that, I can track it down. That had nothing to do with our budget, by the way. Okay. Somebody else's budget. But I do have a question on, we spent another $3,000 for auditors at the pool again this year?
The one year.
What did they cost?
Two. I think they're that expensive.
That's crazy.
Really? For two of them?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it
is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it
those plastic ones?
Uh-huh. We need to go a different route. That we're getting ripped off. Go back to wooden benches. A lot cheaper.
And they're used and abused, that's for sure.
$2,000 for two?
Well, it was a three for two.
We're talking about the church, so.
Already getting right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, I'll start making them. Put the two blue ones and go at it. That's right.
Okay.
If you had to buy a changing table that mounts on the wall, cost us $2,500.
Wow.
And took about $15 worth of aluminum made.
Mm-hmm. Take a note of that and next meeting ask Nick that question.
Yep.
What's that?
I said at the next meeting when the department heads present, ask Nick that question.
Yeah, I will. How that works. That's crazy.
The school moved, where did they move to this wellness park? Their soccer? Didn't they move something?
Well, they've been doing soccer a couple of years now. As soon as it was open for a year, at least.
We asked them for some monetary contribution for
this fiscal year. They gave $4,600 for the scoreboard. Wasn't it for the scoreboard?
School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we can do some more.
Need more. Really.
Right, there's a fee that they
school does. $5. The lights and everything.
That's a $5 per kid.
Mm.
I think. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right. Any more questions? Comments?
Not on the budget, but I got a snow question, but it's more of a JJ question, I think.
Yeah.
And a council question at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if there are no more questions, there's nothing else on the agenda.
We can talk about this tonight with longevity fair.
Yeah, if you would like.
Yeah, if you have a question about it.
Well, I. Does this take effect immediately?
It will start in July 1.
No, July 1, yeah. That's what I meant. July 1.
At the 8th of November.
If you've had an officer or somebody here for 15 years already, this goes into their. That goes into effect. They get credit for the 15.
Right.
Not, everybody's not starting at zero.
No. It will take it wherever they're at.
At least it's to help keep people on staff. Right.
Yeah.
Experienced mm-hmm. people on staff.
Uh-huh.
That happens in the training.
That's,
retain people.
I like the idea. That was my purpose of doing that. And I guess I would hope that it would be considered to go into effect when the change in the handbook is done so that it's come November, the staff is getting their longevity pay.
I like the November date because it's kind of like the bonus at the end of
right.
the year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas right there. It usually helps everybody out bonus-wise. I think it's a great idea. I think we need to look into it. I mean, mm-hmm. we've done a great job with it. There's not much we can do with it.
Right.
I think we need to seriously take a look at it in the council and approve it.
Well, and it's already part of the budget.
What's that?
It's already part
right.
of
the budget. It is part of the yeah, budget. Yeah. Yeah. When we approve the budget, it will come into effect.
Right.
But we yeah. don't have to do it separately.
Right. Yeah, cool. It's already calculated in.
Well, let me...
Because longevity, the previous longevity was always part of the budget too. But
clarify that.
Right. But when we paid it out, it was paid out per payroll instead of once a year.
Did I know like
I need to talk though. I don't think our efforts above the budget, and I need to talk to another city to see how they do it.
Usually, is it your so in something like that, your insurance, none of that comes out. It's just straight.
Yeah.
We're just yeah, we'll look into it to make sure to do it right.
Map on like when we would stop the current, like. I mean, as soon as council approves it, like Jim and I were talking, like you probably have to stop the longevity people are getting now because they get a lump sum then in November.
Mm-hmm.
Like we couldn't pay them through July and then.
Oh,
like,
I see.
It, right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be happy.
We have to be some adjustments.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. A little bit more work, but overall, it's definitely.
All right, well, if nobody has any other questions, why don't we do it once around? And let's start with Jim.
One of our new patrol units should be ready by the end of the week. Plan is right now, waiting on one part that shows up tomorrow or showed up this afternoon. The plan is to pick that up on Thursday. One of those on the road, hopefully by the weekend. K9 Dex, if you've seen our social media page today, thanks to Kelsey for her help in putting a PayPal account together for the city. But Dex needs to have some a serious dental procedure done, tune of probably $7,000 or so. So you might remember our K9 fund is totally funded by donations. So with Kelsey's help, we put a PayPal account together to accept those donations. It's connected with the bank account for the K9 fund. So we're doing a push on that to help get those funds to help cover that. Otherwise, we may be looking at transferring from our budget into the K9 fund again. It's necessary that this gets done. It's not something where, you know, we just say, yank that tooth out. We need to fix it for the job.
Wow.
So,
all right.
That's all I've got tonight.
Okay. Kelsey or Amanda?
Just please share
the
fundraiser if you can on Facebook. We've already received like $425. So that's good for, you know, a day's work, I guess.
Okay.
That continues to serve for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Employee appreciation lunch will be February 22nd at noon at the library. All of you are welcome. If you plan to attend, please do let me know. I need to get a few of them. Now then.
22nd at 12. Got it. Great. Deanna.
I really don't have anything,
so,
I guess.
So we meet next week, our usual time, right?
Yes. Yeah, so next week we'll have a regular council meeting starting at 6. And then once we're done with our regular meeting, then we'll jump into second budget workshop with department heads presenting.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Elaine.
I had, with all the snow, somebody who works downtown had their car parked, and I'm not sure exactly where, but when she got to work, there was a copy of the 2-hour parking code
on her windshield. And where she usually parks was where the snow pile is. Couldn't park there. So I suspect that somebody took offense to her parking, but she didn't have any other place to park. So, but I did see it, and it was the parking ordinance. And so I don't know why, I don't know who, but it did bring it to my attention.
So. All right.
It's not the police department.
Oh, okay.
We came to the conclusion that we have an idea. It wasn't, yeah, what we knew that.
It wasn't Main Street.
No, no, but have an idea. But it's still this. It was the snow got people grumpy,
yeah.
And she felt embarrassed, and then kind of at a loss of what to do, and so just FYI.
Not a whole lot. I will be gone February the 20th. Is that our third or second meeting next month? Be on vacation.
Okay. Can I say one thing real quick? Saturday. I ended up with two very large dogs in my yard and did call the into dispatch, and Andrew came. He's wonderful, just wonderful. Showed up with a smile right away. He ran and got the truck. He was excellent with the animals. He just worked really well and was not at all upset about his having to come out on a Saturday to pick up these two dogs, and just really appreciated his service.
Nice. Great. Well, and it's good to be back in Iowa. I mean, yes, it's a lot colder than where I was, but we have good sewers. We have reliable water that you can drink from the tap, and it's safe, and it just, you know, we have a lot of blessings that we should, you know, be thankful for. And so I'm just hitting the ground running with everything going on. Chief, did you have to give any tickets or haul any cars from the snow? Or do you know?
Yes.
Just
103,
to...
I think
we said. Oh, right? We had some more after. I think we ended up near about 110
cars hauling
tickets issued.
Tickets.
And I think we only ended up having to tow two, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a pretty good response on the after side of it. When we placed the 24-hour tow tags and getting those vehicles moved. Mm-hmm. JJ's crews helped come dig the front end of them out so George could connect them. Some of them saw that happening, and we had others move there.
Okay. Wow. That's
amazing.
That's good.
Consequences.
Yeah.
People moving.
All right. Thank you. Hola.
Let's see. I had a neighbor call that their garbage hadn't been picked up. And so I called the city, and Deb called Johnson County, and apparently when they finally showed up to pick it up, she'd already put the garbage back in the back, so it didn't get picked up. But so that was that. Otherwise, had an opportunity through Main Street to tour the old Barrels building on the north side, which is under new ownership. That's going to be a really nice development in there. Lots of space for some new businesses, and during a Cracker Jack job, really, it's going to be very nice. Going to be very big addition to downtown businesses and destinations for folks to come to town. So that was fun. Otherwise, the snow thing, snow's finally going away. The guys did a great job, I think, getting at least the main streets pretty much. And then they went back and cleaned up some of the side things that needed to be. You don't know where the Farrell's building is, do you?
No. Oh, that's
help us out,
that weed,
I'm confused.
Oh, my God.
On the north side.
We're weeding them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where City Point Church was.
But it used to be.
Oh, okay.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they wouldn't know that either.
They wouldn't know that.
Two doors in
the church. Yes. So they're developing the west side will be five, I think, spaces for business. And the east side, yet anyway, is open. It's going to be a little different something. So anyway,
cool.
They're hard at it, so it's going to be good. And it's good we're doing that DIG grant because they will be applying for the DIG grant. So. And several other people will too. There's interest now in the DIG grant. So.
Very good. Thank you.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Well, I'm not shocked by the comments on Andrew. Mm-hmm. You know, he's picked up some animals and they ride in the front seat with him.
Wow.
He did.
He loves them. He loves animals.
He did. He said, you guys gonna be around? And I said, oh, yeah. I mean, this is no big deal. And he said, well, I'm just going to put him in the front seat.
Yeah.
And he took one back, got it all set up, and then came back and got the other one, which for us was not a big deal. It was, I was absolutely amazed and thrilled with the service we got.
On the flip side of that, though, too, I've also told him as much emphasis that he puts towards that. I asked him once, show me your PPE that you have, because you never know what an animal's like, and it's really not a whole lot. So I told him that he and Jace need to work together to bring something forward to the council on that to look at. I think what he has is a instruction of obviously wear clothes that cover everything, and he has a long glove that is tore on both sides and the plastic's coming up. So I'm sure it's not much, but like I told him, it's the risk and what you need to avoid there. So guys, put something together and come forward to us, because
we definitely need
clearly it. If this is something you're gonna be continuing to
really
do.
Really hurt.
The last thing he needs is said he needs is a a comp plan.
Yeah, I think we probably can afford some.
Yeah. I know I talked to Chief on Saturday. The Marion Avenue crew decided to clean their sidewalk and move all the snow into the street before Sunday. So we got that at least tackled where they hadn't left yet. And officers said, hey, this is a safety issue. So they pushed it right back. But probably just a reminder for everyone here, you know, and us again, as we're looking at given a scenario, ways to improve, right? So how do we improve moving forward? Just to mention timings and how we do this, when it's okay to put it out in the street so we can get it cleared out of the way of everyone else and not 2 weeks after the fact when it works for you. But, that's it.
I did have a bad thing Sunday. I think it was Sunday. I came down to get there was two fire trucks in the alley behind the State Theater. It's a really bad thing to see at any time.
Yeah.
Apparently, there wasn't any, I don't know what happened, but anyway.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't have much. I shared this with Deanna at my last one-on-one. I'm just glad to be here tonight. I'm at a near-death experience on the 31st of December. I had a mild heart attack. I was the only one at home. But I got my son a lot of come over, get me to the hospital. We got it all taken care of. All the tests came back positive, no damage to the heart. They got me on some medications now, but I'm just glad to be here, be able to talk to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Kiss your baby goodnight every night.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you love them as much as you can.
Right.
Well, on that note, I make a motion we adjourn this meeting.
Would you like a second? Oh, well, I'll give it to, is that you, Pat?
Yeah.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Thank you to the people that came to hear all this. 'm picking up the lunch menu.
The north side or the west side?
Yeah, the north side.
Peter working on the doors on the west
side. Oh, good. Stand a lunch menu, all day menu. That's what I want.
I don't remember to stop recording this time.
Just a little something I got for you from Guatemala that I'll bring over or